The fourth aliyah of Parshas Vayishlach contains the interaction between Yaakov and Esav and its aftermath. And among the exchanges here, we have Esav saying, Yesh li Rav, and Yaakov saying, V'chi Yesh li Kol. And this phrase, Yesh li Rav, can be taken as a representation of the attitude that people have to defend themselves, whatever they do. So one can justify any behavior by saying, I have an authority, Yesh li Rav, I have a rabbi to rely on. But presumably that's not what Esav actually meant, although what he did mean is the subject of some discussion. And the general understanding is that the contrast between Esav and Yaakov here is drawn, that Esav's relationship to property is that even if he feels like he has a lot, he still wants more, he still recognizes that's not enough, while Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, because he understands that the property that he has is there for a purpose, and that it is sufficient for that purpose. And that essentially is a theme that carries throughout this aliyah, and really through much of the message that Yaakov is trying to convey to Esav. We find that Esav also says here, V'yomer nisa v'neilecha v'elcha l'negdecha, let's essentially walk together. Soloveitchik commented that this is actually typical attitude of anti-Semitism, asking the Jew, why do you have to be different? Why do you have to distinguish yourself? But this distinction is actually the theme of much of what Yaakov is conveying, his appreciation that he acts in service of God, and that which he has is to serve that end. And we find here also in the aliyah that he travels to Sukkosa, but even lo bayis v'neknehu also Sukkos, okay, kara shem hamakom Sukkos. So he made for his flock booths, he made Sukkos, and therefore the place is called Sukkos because of that. And that requires some explanation. And it's noteworthy also that the tour in Aruch Chaim and Siman Tov Yud Zayin quotes an idea that all of the three regalim represent the three avos, and that Sukkos is connected to Yaakov. And we see that through this pasuk. So presumably it's more than just the fact that the word appears here, that there is more thematic connection. The Malbim understands that here Yaakov made a diras arai, a temporary dwelling for his property, just as we find on Sukkos, a diras arai. And his message here is that the gashmius is really secondary. And that's also a part of the theme of the yontif of Sukkos. The Maram Shik understands that this is a remez to the idea of seeing Hashem in all of one's affairs, Shivisi Hashem l'neg yisamid, and therefore connects to the moed in that sense. The Rachaim writes that just like Yaakov was makir tov to his behemoths and made a sukkah to protect them, so too we have that attribute of hakar satov, and we are makir tov to Hakadosh Baruch Hu for Yisias Mitzrayim, and we make sukkos. And the pasuk follows that by telling us, "V'yovo Yaakov shalim yirshchem asheberetz Kanan v'vo mipadan aram v'yichan es pnei ha'ir." So this idea that Yaakov came shalim, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Daflam Gimel Amud Beis that he had three types of shlemus: shalim begufo, shalim b'mamono, shalim b'taraso. That he was complete in his bodily integrity, he was complete in his money, and he was complete in his Torah. And the relationship between the three of these is emphasis here. Rav Kook notes that the point of calling it Shlemus is to show that all three of these complement each other, and they don't come at the expense of each other, as is too often the case. So, for example, when one runs after money to such an all-consuming extent that it hurts his health, so then one area is affecting the other. But Yaakov had a shlemus where it was all source of integrity, it all came together, and therefore it is appropriately described as complete. This is a theme that the Rashiva of Karambiav, the Rav Goldrich, would often note in his drashos, and he'd comment, for example, And when the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Kachi darka shel Torah, pasu melech tochel, that the path of Torah is that one just eats a little bit of bread with salt and seems to lead a very spare life, while there are other sources that emphasize, in contrast, the worth of appreciating the resources of Olam Hazeh, and he would emphasize that that's exactly the point, to see them as resources that can be utilized to increase one's spirituality, and not as the focus that subtracts from one's spirituality. So this is the Shlemus of Yaakov, that everything that he had served the common end, and all was integrated together, rather than detracting from each other. The Medrash also comments on this pasuk, that why was it that he's called Shalem? Because Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholim, he had together Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And the Maram Shik notes regarding this, that there is a debate among the philosophers as to what's the Ikar Avoda in life. The Chobos HaLevavos and the Shla and the Marshal and the Sefer Achinuch and others understand that the Ikar is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu intellectually, but others, such as the Sefer Abris, feel that the Ikar is Tmimus. In other words, to not necessarily understand, but to combine your Chachma with Yira and to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. So to bring the Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, that was apparently also an aspect of Yaakov's accomplishment, and that's what this Medrash is talking about by saying he brought the Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, and that is also how it defines his Shlemus. But it seems like he has an even stronger term here at the end of the Aliyah, where we're told that he sets up a mizbeach, and the language of the pasuk is Vayatzev Sham mizbeach, Vayikrolo El Elohei Yisrael. So, how to understand the usage of this word Aleph Lamed in this context is quite a discussion. So, on the one hand, it sounds like he's naming the mizbeach here with Hashem's name and including that in its description, or alternatively, as the Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Yuches Amud Aleph indicates, that it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and called him that word. So that affects how to interpret this word, Aleph Lamed. Is this Hashem's name, or is this a chol usage, which would have implications for what kavanah to have when writing a Sefer Torah? So this idea that it could be a reference to Yaakov, the Bereishis Rabbah has another version of that, where this has Yaakov saying to Hashem, Ki'ilu, you are the God above, and I represent this below, which is quite an unbelievable idea. And Rav Soloveitchik commented that this is an aspect of Achlachta Bedrachav, that we know that man is commanded to imitate God, and in this sense also, he has to show Hashem's ways and display his power as well. This is also an aspect of Halachta Bedrachav. Rav Pinchas Friedman, in his Shvilei Pinchas, notes that this is relevant to understanding the Yigim Midos HaRachamim, that we know that we are told to recite the Yigim Midos HaRachamim in times of crisis, and we do so leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the language of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talis and he taught these midos to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said that when the Jews need to be saved, Yesu Lefanai Keseder Hazos, so they should do this Seder. So it's actually a question of what it means to say they should do this Seder. Does that mean that they should recite the words, or does it mean that they should actually act this way, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim? So if the latter is the case, so here one of the midos is Aleph Lamed. This is one of the attributes. So if we're saying it's not only to be recited, but that human beings are supposed to imitate it, so then this seems to follow this notion that there is something about it that human beings are able to internalized and to display. And in the Sefer Dibro Tzvi, it's a lengthy discussion about this, and he notes that we do often find, actually, this phrase, this wording, associated with human beings, and it conveys a theme of power that is meant to be internalized for Talmidei Chachamim. And the idea seems to be that a Talmid Chacham recognizes the power of his impact to change the world when he is acting in sync with Hashem's command, that indeed has an effect on the world, and through seeking his complete understanding of Hashem's message, he has that ability to affect the world. And this is essentially Yaakov's message of Shlemus that we see throughout this Aliyah, that he is presenting to Esav and telling him that this is what he's able to integrate within his personality, and that is why he indeed deserves the brachos. And especially in light of those commentaries who understood that Yitzchak originally wanted to give the brachos to Esav because he felt he would be more capable of addressing the material world with spiritual tools, and not appreciating that Yaakov had that ability in a more significant fashion. So here, this is the message that he's conveying, and essentially represents why he was indeed deserving of the brachos. And this is his legacy, and this is his message that expresses itself in the Saliyah and throughout, that one can understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's word, he can understand the Torah so palpably and make it so real in terms of his representation of it and his practice of it, that it indeed has an effect on the world.